Effectively, we probably weren't on our best in terms of the moments to retain the ball. I think we let them have too much momentum, too much control of the game. In terms of chances created, I don't think we were clinical enough, and I think we could have created better chances. Like, when I look back and reflect on the game, I think they probably had or created the better chances, had a little bit more of the ball, and I think at home, that's on us to be better in those departments. And I think, fortunately, we have to take responsibility for that. Same with me, I played in the midfield, wasn't quite good enough today.
Yeah, you mentioned being at home. So, like, last week in Winnipeg, the attack seemed a little bit freer, but I think that's three home games in a row without a goal. Is there maybe a difference or something that's just a little bit tighter?
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny thing. I don't know what it is, because I guess when you play on the road, there's no expectation. You're free. Like, even if you lose, it's almost like, oh, we're on the road anyway. It's an easy escape. So maybe with just that added expectation and pressure at home. But I mean, ultimately, we have a group that's been in this position, like, that's got a lot of experienced players that have been in these positions before. So usually at home, it's easier because you have the crowd behind you. You feel that energy. And unfortunately, that hasn't happened the last couple games. So again, there's 10 games left. I don't know how many of those are home. I think 5 or 6. So that's on us to correct it. Thank goodness in football, there's always a new game, right?
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi, Elijah. How do you, so Graham Chimaro went down early, and obviously you were his partner defensively. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like maybe the game was before and then, like, after he left? Because two goals did come after he left, mm-hmm. and that did have sort of an impact on you.
Yeah, I mean, I know Brem really well. He's a good player. Luckily, within this group, I feel like with the options that we have, if Brem goes down injured, like Baldy came in, I'm comfortable enough to play with him or whoever. Like, we have a great group. So, unfortunately, with injuries, it's more of a case of rhythm. You know what I mean? You play 20 minutes. The game hasn't fully settled, especially for us. Then he goes down, so now you have to resettle again. Baldy's got to get into the game, which will take him 5 or 10. So, I mean, with the quality we have in the group, I trust all the players, but it just kind of annoys the rhythm and the route, and you know what I mean? And playing is about flow, things like that. So a bit frustrating, and you know Brem's a great player, great guy, so it's just hopefully he's back as soon as possible. But ultimately, we have a squad that's able to handle those, and again, we just have to take that responsibility today.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the room? Robin?
Well, you're fully... You were away for a while with the injury, but you're fully recovered now. Mm-hmm. Are you building up time like Halifax's? They had a bench full of guys that were 5'10", only going to be 30 minutes, and then, of course, today went out the window with early injuries. But you're back full strength.
I am. Like,
getting better.
Yeah, this is like my first start in like 12 weeks, and I started cramping in the last 15 minutes, which is annoying. I had to go off, but yeah, it's just one of those things. That's the toughest thing about football, is that you're only as... like as capable as your body allows you to be. And unfortunately, I had some setbacks this year, but thankfully I'm happy to be back. And it's just a case of building up match fitness to get to my sharpness, because ultimately this team has a goal and I want to help them in any way I can. And today's like today make it more frustrating, but it's motivating because I know that like we have to get it back, and that's just on us.
Any questions on Zoom? No? Come on.
Thanks, guys. Okay, thank you, guys. Enjoy.